Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to join us, you're welcome to do so. If you'd like to bring a parent or a friend, a grandparent, that's fine. Perfectly all right. We'd just love to have you come down. When I sit on our back porch and look out into our backyard, there is a tall pole, and on it is this big tube. At the bottom of the tube, there is a little bowl which has a rim, and that rim is where the birds come and sit, and that tube holds bird seed. There are holes in it so that the bird seed pours out into the bowl, and it's on a tall pole in hopes that the squirrels won't get in there. And we can sit and we can watch the birds eat their food that we put out for them. Now, some of you may do that too. Do you feed birds? The same thing at your school. That's great. Well, we're used to us feeding the birds. But today we have a story about the birds feeding a human being. His name is Elijah. And he's sitting in this gully that we used to call a holler where I grew up. In the Bible, it's called a wadi, Wadi Kareth. And there is a creek that runs right down the middle, a stream that runs right down the middle of it. And he sits by the stream, and he gets his water from the creek there, but he doesn't have any food. He's out in the middle of nowhere. So he depends upon a bird, a great big black bird called a raven, to come and bring him food in the morning and to come and bring him food in the evening. Now, that's odd enough, isn't it? Because we're used to feeding birds, but we're not used to the birds feeding us, are we? But this particular bird, the raven, is a bird that his Bible tells him he's not supposed to touch. He's not supposed to receive anything from, because the bird is called unclean. Oh, my goodness. But God uses this raven to help feed Elijah. And as the story continues, God uses someone else. Now, I want you to listen as you hear the story, as you hear the sermon, and tell me if you can on your way out who else God uses to help feed Elijah. Okay? I bet you'll know. And if I don't ask you, you just tell me. In the first service, some of the kids got a little upset because I didn't ask them on the way out. But it's okay. You can just tell me if I don't think to ask you. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for taking care of us. Thank you, God, for taking care of us in ways that we sometimes don't expect, and from places and people that we would never imagine. We know that you can use anything or anyone to help other people, and we are grateful that you sometimes even use us to be your loving light for others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.